Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. This is part one in our new series, The Kissing Game. Today, we're talking about the kissing patterns that those in the one family experience.
Okay, before I even start today's show and talk about the quote, can you all hear the smile on Tony's face that we're talking about kissing and we're doing a whole series on kissing?
Yes.
He's literally like his cheeks are like all the way, the smile is so big. I mean, he's so excited about this. But, you know, we start every One Extraordinary Marriage show first with a quote. And I just want to kick us off with the fact that there was this anonymous quote that said, Hershey's makes a million kisses a day. I'm just asking for one.
I'm asking for more than one, and Hershey's can still make a million.
Oh, this is going to be a fun series. It's going to be a fun series. Let's jump into today's hug. And, you know, for those of you that are brand new, or maybe you haven't ever really heard about why we do the hugs are an opportunity for you to hear from someone else in the one family. You know, someone whose marriage has seen transformation. And this hug comes from one of our One Platinum community members who said, listening to your podcast was the best thing that I have ever done for myself, my husband, and our marriage.
Wow.
We married very young, already having a child right out of high school. Mm. We didn't have any real positive influences in our lives, and everyone we knew divorced. The day we got married, there was a bet going on how long we would last together. We have surpassed everyone. We went through lots of struggles, including postpartum depression, which led to me trying to commit suicide, eating disorders, and dealing with military deployments.
Wow.
Over time, I was functional again. However, my sex drive never came back, and I hated the word sex. I didn't want it, nor did I care about ever having it again. This placed a huge strain on our marriage for a long time. As the kids started getting older, I realized it would soon be just the two of us, and I didn't really know him. I wanted more for him, for me, for us. We'd been through so much. I knew that if we could go through this, we could be. There was no one else I'd rather be with than him. The 7-day challenge surprised him, and from that night on, our marriage changed for the better. Since then, we've done a 30-day challenge and a 5-day challenge.
Right on.
So if you all are keeping up with the math, 42 days of sex challenges. Thank you, Tony and Lisa, for everything you do. And thank you for not giving up the podcast. Thank you for sharing your marriage with us and your struggles and not shying away from the hard stuff.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. If you want to learn more about the One Platinum community, we'd love to have you there. Go to oneplatinumcommunity.com.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as I shared and Tony shared at the beginning, this whole series is going to be on kissing.
Mm-hmm.
We've never gotten in depth in kissing.
No, we've never have.
Probably because, and I'm going to tell you guys right
because you don't like kissing.
Well, so I've had this block on kissing that hasn't always been the case. So this series is, Stop.
Get out of here.
Stop. You liked kissing me in the beginning.
Yes, we kissed in the beginning.
Okay, so that means that I haven't always had this block.
Honey, kissing for you though is lip on lip. There's very little.
It wasn't in the beginning.
Yeah.
In the very beginning.
In the very beginning, we did do some French kissing, but it wasn't like anything like crazy. I mean, I'm sure we had some French kissing going on.
So you're telling me we didn't make out at the beginning, like when you threw me my 20th birthday party, that first kiss.
Well,
and
that's
then
like
that
the
summer.
First kiss. No, the summer we did not like have big old makeout sessions. I don't ever recall. I don't
See,
recall
this
us
is,
having.
This is why history is so interesting, because there's two different viewpoints on history, and that's part of the reason why we're doing this series, right? Because kissing has been. I mean, you guys have heard us from time to time. We'll talk about kissing, because it's been. Tony's a kisser. I married a kisser, and he married a not so much of a kisser.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we're talking about upcoming series and what we wanted to talk about and things like that, this topic of kissing started being planted in our conversations. And I was like, all right, you know what? Let's take a look at this. Let's get into, like, I didn't even know there was a scientific name, you guys, for the word for kissing. And it's called osculation. And I was like, okay, that's kind of a weird word. I think we're going to stick with kissing. We're not going to be calling it the osculating series because let's just.
Osculating is its.
Osculate. Yes. Kissing is scientifically known as the word osculation. Mm. And it has to do with curved lines coming together. And I was like,
interesting.
Because the curved lines of your lips and the curved lines of my lips coming together. So there you go. Now we've got the scientific word. But in this series, we're going to go into more than just, you know, the breakdown of the scientific word. Like we're going to get into, you know, what's the science behind kissing. And there is a science, guys. It's more than just the fact that we can bring our faces together or kiss different parts of the bodies. We're going to talk about the muscles involved. It's actually a tremendous facial workout, which mm-hmm. I've learned, and we're not talking about that in this show. But we're going to talk about how, you know, over the series, how kissing's evolved and the different aspects of kissing. But, you know, we want to start at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And for couples, the beginning is that first kiss. And, you know, it's the first time your lips come together. And even as I say the first kiss, some of you are remembering your first kiss right now. And as you heard, just as we were kind of.
I don't remember the actual.
You don't remember our first kiss?
I remember where we were. That's what I was just about to say.
So that means he doesn't.
I do remember the sparks and all of that going on. I don't remember the duration nor the type of kiss we did do. And I'm sure it was a French kiss, but I cannot remember exactly. So our first kiss was 26 years ago. Mm-hmm. Elise and I met on the campus of the University of Colorado at Boulder. She was there for an internship program. I was a cook and a hasher, so basically a cleanup guy at the fraternity house where she was staying over that summer. And so we got to know one another. We became friendly. I threw her 20th birthday at my buddy's house, had a kegger. And please understand, folks, this is 26 years ago. This is a different Tony and Elisa. We were on the edge of just crazy. And I definitely was on the edge of crazy. I just had turned 21 years old. And so just make sure when you're listening to this, put this into context of where we were at that time, 21 and 20. And so I had thrown her a party and we'd known each other at that point in time for a couple of weeks, maybe.
Probably two-ish weeks, two and a half weeks.
And so we had been getting a little friendly, lots of talking, conversation. And so I remember having this party. And really, of the party, I don't remember anything, who was there, anything of that. But I do remember that kiss. Because
are you sure?
I do. Okay. I do. Because it's funny you question it, but it is. That's the only thing I remember of that night is that we were in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And we were across from the table, and we happened to just be talking. We are both tipsy for sure. And I just remember this look on your face, this smile on your face. And I just went in for the kiss. And why are you laughing about our first kiss?
Just so you're like, I just went in for the, I thought you were going to say I went in for the kill, but.
I went in for that first kiss.
It was amazing.
And at 21, I was like, in your 20, and we knew you were only there for the summer. I mean, it was sort of a crazy experience to be a part of. And there were fireworks, though. I will say there was this like, oh my gosh, there were fireworks. There was this connection. There were the sparks there. And that's honestly all I remember from that night.
Hmm. Wow. That's cool to hear.
and
Tony has a
Lord,
lot of
Lord help me that's the memory I have until my last breath on earth.
Yeah, that was an amazing night.
It was.
Amazing first kiss. And, you know, it was interesting because we asked a lot of you, you know, tell us about your first kiss. How would you describe it? And, you know, for some people, it was very much the fact that it was unforgettable. For others, it was, you know, the fact that it was just too long ago to remember. Some people said it was about time, you know, just long overdue.
Wow.
Some people said amazing, unbelievable, world changing. It was electric. It was hot. It was magical. And some of you, you know, rightfully so, felt nervous, unsure, or awkward. And, you know, it was incredible to see just all of the different responses.
I mean, we got hundreds and hundreds of responses to this one, which is just so amazing to see them and read them and where you guys were and how you felt about that first kiss.
And to see that there are so many in the one family that did not have their first kiss until their wedding day.
Yeah.
There were a lot of responses where that was the first kiss. And so some people didn't even really like in the scope of the wedding day, it was kind of like one more, you know, sort of a one more thing, just that like, oh, we've also got to do the first kiss and that. And, you know, it's so interesting to us because we get the privilege of seeing all that information come in. And we're so grateful to each and every one of you that whenever we ask a question, that the one family is so willing to respond. Because as we start to hear things like hot and magical, and I know that one person said clammy, and I'm like, oh yeah. Like I you know, like you can start to think of all of those different emotions or sensations that somebody might have felt.
Well, wait a minute. I shared my side of that story.
Oh, so you actually want to know what happened.
And we heard from the one family and how they felt on their first kiss. Where were you?
So first kiss.
And what do you remember, I should say, too?
Well, I do remember. I remember standing in that kitchen because it had been my 20th birthday. I do remember. And again, there's no judgment here, folks. This was 26 years ago. So we don't need the emails to come in about, you know, underage drinking and things like that. It's all good. We've addressed it. But I do remember standing in the kitchen of your buddy's place with a Tupperware pitcher of beer from the keg. And I remember talking to my girlfriends like, I think he's really cute. I think he's really cute. And then you and I were in the kitchen. And yes, there was. And you guys know what we're talking about, right? It's when the eyes lock and you know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like I knew when Tony locked eyes with me, I'm like, I know where this is going. Like this is going exactly where I wanted to. And I do.
She had a plan though. I didn't.
What do you mean I had a plan?
Well, you're like, you just said it and it's recorded. You said,
well, I knew where it was going. That wasn't my plan. That was your plan. Remember, you went in for the kiss.
I understand that. But I had no intention prior to that moment of like.
You didn't think I was cute?
No, I did. But it wasn't like. Ooh, I'm going to plan this whole thing out. Like today's going to be the day I'm going to kiss
her. I didn't know today was going to be the day.
Yeah, but you had more intention than I did.
Okay.
All right.
I'll own that.
Okay.
And I just remember, thinking he's got great lips. Like it was a wow kiss. Like I can still, there are not a lot of things I remember 26 years later, but I remember virtually every detail of that moment with you.
Wow. Yeah. So here's something you guys can do together. Talk about your first kiss. We're going to just move into that right now. You want to get sensual. You want to get connected. You want to just open up that physical intimacy. Just talk about your first kiss together, however it may have been. Like, share that, because your spouse may not have ever asked, or you may never have shared what it was like for you.
And it's one of those things that, you know, kissing changes over the course of a marriage. You know, we asked the question, you know, what's the usual kiss, right? If we're talking about patterns in the one family, like, are you usually the couple that is like doing the deep sensual kiss, like more romantic, that type of thing? Or are you on kind of the quick peck side of the equation? And 73% said quick peck.
Okay.
That is us. That is totally us.
I would like that to be a little different personally.
That's why we're doing this series.
That's why we're unpacking kissing.
I'm growing. And most everyone responded, and there were thousands of responses on this, that they kiss less than 5 times per day. Although I do have to say there are a couple of rock stars.
How many times a day do we kiss, you think? In the morning and at night, for sure. That's 2.
That's 2 for sure. Usually when one of us is leaving. So...
I mean, 1 or 2 times.
COVID has not helped that number very much.
Right.
We're probably in the 5 or less.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a strong suit for us. That's why we're doing the series.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because what I was going to say, though, is there are a couple of rock stars who are kissing 30 plus times a day.
Yeah.
And so high five to all of you.
Exactly.
One couple even told us, you guys, this is like aspirational. They said, we're always kissing. I feel like we don't go half an hour without kissing. I'm awake from like 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. So that's 12, 16 hours. That could be like 32 kisses a day. If we like upped our game to the every half hour thing. And, you know, which is just something to think about. right? Because kissing does change for couples over the years. You know, there are some couples, you know, and as I started thinking about this, and even thinking about this series, I'm like, can it get better? Like the fact that Tony and I look at our sexual intimacy and our sex life, and we're like, I mean, we tell people all the time, like from where it was to where it is, totally improved.
Oh, yeah.
Totally improved. But then, you know, wrapped around the idea of sex, there are a lot of people that are like, well, you know what? Sex is supposed to get worse over time, blah, blah, blah. Like that's a myth that's out there. And so I'm like, okay, well, are people living that with their kissing lives too? And so, you know,
are we?
Well, that's why we're doing this series.
I know. No. But I just want the one family to understand. We come to share these things to let you know that, hey, we want to see this change in our marriage as well. And what are we going to do? What are some of the things that we're going to implement as we learn from you guys and as we learn from others and we begin to address this?
Well, and what I love is that there are a lot of people that said it has gotten better because they have more confidence and they know what the other person likes. And others like us, that maybe it's become a little bit more routine and less passionate. And, you know, it's looking at that journey. Mm-hmm. Not just for ourselves, but also for the one family, because what I realized in looking at all those comments is that talking about kissing is a lot like talking about sex, right? If we can engage in having this extraordinary marriage when it comes to our sex life, then can we take those same skills to talk about it and create a plan for kissing in our marriages? And so that's what we want to discuss right after this word from our sponsor. So those of you that have been around for, you know, probably more than like one or two shows, you know that we talk a lot about being intentional. And that if you can learn how to be intentional, if you can figure out how to be intentional in one area of your marriage, you can probably take those same skills and rotate it to whatever area you're focusing on at that point in time. And there are two components of that intentionality, right? It's having a conversation and having a plan. Because it's not enough, like Tony was just saying in the Tuesday show, it's not enough just to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Right. And to say, and this is something, guys, this is something I've done. I'm like, well, yeah, I should kiss Tony more. Right. I should. It's like a conversation I have in my head. But if I don't actually put that into a plan, then all it is. And he's like, wait, you have that conversation?
Yeah.
You've never told me about it. Well, yes, because that would require a plan. Right. Now, apparently this whole series is going to be recorded, as you all know. So there's going to be a lot of talk about Elisa kissing and kissing Tony. So you all just be checking in with Tony to make sure he's getting more kisses. But you know, part of that plan, it's kind of like the intimacy lifestyle. What do we want? What do we want our kissing to be like?
Well, and it's just interesting because more doesn't mean better.
Right.
So even in that question, what do you want our kissing to be like? And for me, it's not more. That's not the gauge for myself. For me, it's more of the passion. It's more of the, we're connecting here. There's a spark that is going on. There's a little bit of romance in that. So, and that's the thing with you. When it comes to kissing, you'll make these funny faces and stuff because that's almost like your defense mechanism of like, well, if I do that, then I don't have to kiss and I don't have to be serious about this, I think. And so I don't always think that the number more means that it's what we want. I could do the same amount of kisses that we do today, and yet are they more passionate? Are they more? I think mine is. Do they mean something? Like, is there
a connection?
Is there a connection behind that kiss, or is it just a okay? We make sure we do that because it's what we're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we're having this conversation, mm-hmm. You guys. You know, like what do we want our patterns to be, right? This first show in the series is our kissing patterns. And so as we're looking at it, this is the week to take stock. What are your kissing patterns? Mm-hmm. You know, are you so into the quick peck that you don't ever do the deep and sensual? Are you, you know, not even doing the quick pecks? It's like just not even a part of your marriage. What do your kisses look like? This is the time, which I know it sounds like we're talking about the minutia, but here's the deal. Marriages change in the little details. Marriages change when we start to say, okay, you know what? We've been doing well in this area. What's the next thing that we're going to focus on? Because we're always growing. We're always improving. And so, you know, what do we, and I'm glad that Tony said that you know, for him, what do we want our kissing to be like? And it's not about the number. It's not about if I suddenly said, like I was doing, you know, a few minutes ago, well, if I'm awake for 16 hours and we kissed every half hour, that would be 32 kisses. That's not what he's asking for. Your spouse may be all on board with that. Right. Mm-hmm. But you don't know until you have the conversation. Hey, let's talk about our kissing life. Right. What does it mean to have better? Right. For Tony, that's about the connection. That's about the spark. That's about romance. That's not about me not being goofy when it comes to kissing. Well, that starts getting into that conversation of, okay, what does this plan look like? And then even asking the question, well, what keeps us from connecting this way? Right. What are the messages? And we do a lot, you know, whether it's in One Platinum community or with some of the other programs we have, talking about mindset. Mm-hmm. Because there are messages, there are broken scripts that one person or the other is having about kissing that's actually preventing that form of connection happen. It happens in any intimacy in your marriage. If there is a broken script, if there is messaging from, you know, past experiences, past hurts, parents, society, whatever, those can get ingrained and they show up in disconnect. Kissing is no different. Like I started looking at, even preparing for the show, I started going from looking at my own mindsets. Because I can't get behind the microphones. We don't ever get behind the microphones without evaluating ourselves. Mm-hmm. And going, okay, how is this impact? I knew you guys, when we started a series on kissing, that I was going to have to own my own stuff in this series. And what I realized is that there are some scripts that I need to work through. There are.
What are they?
Well, I'm still working through it. Like, I'm actually not prepared to like pull it out right now.
Okay.
I promise I will.
Okay.
I promise I will, because I'm still like, it was just sort of the aha that they were there. And so now it's like unpacking them. So,
got it.
So it will. I really feel like that's probably something better that you and I talk about before. Yeah,
I'm fine. I mean, if you don't have them yet, I find it interesting, because that's something like for myself, like there is no script. Like I don't look at kissing and go, oh, well, there's a script behind this and this is a way we need to do that. Or why is it preventing me from wanting to be passionately kissing you?
But here's where I would challenge that, because you said, oh, well, you make goofy faces, because so you have part of your script, at least my perception of this would be, well, Elisa's just not like Elisa. It's all the stuff that you've said. Elisa doesn't like kissing. Elisa, which is stuff that I've said. So that's where the script has come from. I'm not telling you that your script is wrong, but I've planted those scripts. So you operate out of them.
Correct. I'm just saying from a overall viewpoint.
Yeah.
I don't have a script that there's anything wrong with kissing. Like that to me is not, I mean, I grew up in an Italian family where we'd walk into a.
Yeah, but that's family kissing. That's not romantic kissing. It's not.
And yet the affection is there. And I think kissing is part of affection.
Yes.
And so if there's a disconnect with our affection, right, then there could also be that disconnect with kissing. And so for me, growing up, even though it was family kissing, I mean, I would walk into ballrooms of 300 people and my dad would just be like, hey, Tone, you make sure you give everybody a kiss. I'm like, you're nuts, Dad. Mm-hmm. You know, and I would definitely go up to like my nana, who was my dad's mom.
Grandmother.
And my grandma, my aunts, my uncles. You know, I would make sure to see them in close family members, and you would give them a kiss on the cheeks. That was part of the tradition of my Italian family. Mm-hmm. Even in my own home. I mean, I would, as a 40-plus-year-old man, I would walk into my parents' home and I would give my mom and dad, both of them, kisses, you know, on the cheeks and stuff. So the affection part was always part of my life. That wasn't yours, though.
No, not at all.
And so that's what I'm saying. I look at it even from our childhood, that kissing of the affection, mm-hmm. the closeness, it's a sign of, hey, I see you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. The script that we have now, or that I may have, is playing off of what you're doing.
Correct. Well, and that's actually a really good point to bring up, that there are scripts. Sometimes people, like one spouse, is operating out of their own script, but it creates a different script, an operational script for the spouse, a responsive script. And so, yes, I will be unpacking the scripts for you guys. This is literally, you know, as we're preparing this series, between when we start you know, like writing the show and putting it all together when we record it is usually about a 24-hour period. So as I start to see all the information come, like I just legitimately haven't had the opportunity to unpack it all.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I thought you had already started working on that. And you may have, it's just not flushed out. So it's totally fine. I didn't mean to put you on the spot there.
No, it's all good. It's all good. I mean, 10 and a half years, I ought to be able to be put on the spot. But, you know, as the two of you are going through this series, right, this is just the first week, the first show, you know, have the conversation, right? What are our kissing patterns, right? What would it look like? I mean, we talk about the intimacy lifestyle, right? When it comes to our sexual intimacy, mm-hmm. What would a kissing lifestyle look like? There's nothing that says that you can't take the exact same things. And I'm going to pull out the intimacy lifestyle planner and actually start looking at that and going, okay, what would this look like for kissing intimacy? Why? Because after, you know, 23 years of marriage, like I'm at a point as we're bringing this series to you guys, that I want to do something different. And some of you may be saying, good grief, Elisa, it's about time. Yeah, but never too late.
All right.
Right? Never too late to say, this is an area that I need to work on. Never too late to say, you know what?
I want to be those 80-year-old couples, like just making out.
Yeah.
Public display of affection. We're just going to be like 80 years old, just like making out. Like young guys are going to be rolling by and be like, dude, that's gross. It's be like, whatever, man.
Be like, you're going to wish you were us. But
my time is done. I'm going to enjoy this moment that we've been working on for many, many years.
You know, this is going to be a series that for some of you, it's just going to reinforce a lot of what you're already doing. And for others of you, this is going to be a stretch. And I don't know how this is going to impact the two of you, but I do know that if you get intentional about an area of your marriage, what you pay attention to will grow.
Mm-hmm.
What you focus your energies on will see enhancement. It will see, you know, different opportunities for connection. And that's what we want to create, right? I do want to have that deeper connection with Tony. And if I have to step up my game, you know what? It's not on him. It's not. This is on me. And so it's going to be, this is going to be a very interesting, this is going to be like one of those stretch series for sure.
For sure.
For sure.
I'm all about it. I'm all about the stretch. And I'm excited for this series. I think it's one of the most sensual and romantic ways that we as couples can connect. And I think it can lead to such an amazing spark in the fireworks in the bed for husband and wife. So go out there. Start learning, start asking, start exposing what are those kissing patterns that you guys do have. And again, hey, look at it from a place of, wow, we're doing this. Okay, that's amazing. And some of you may look at it and go, you know what? That's pretty good. And others may be going, yeah, we need to work on it just like Tony and Elisa do. Don't worry. Come along for the ride. This is going to be an amazing series because next week we're going to hit part two, the science of kissing. You guys have yourselves a fantastic week. Hey, this week, give yourselves a couple extra kisses. Why not? Make it happen, and we'll make sure to check you out and see you guys next week when we talk about the science of kissing. Love you guys.